Hello and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast on the big news story. My name is Mrinalini Dhani and today we discuss why the Delhi LG has suspended the DCW contractual staff. The Delhi government's Women and Child Development Department has discontinued the services of 223 contractual employees in the Delhi Commission for Women with immediate effect, citing irregular and illegal appointments after Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena approved their removal. The move will likely widen the rift between the LG's office and the Arvind Kejriwal-led AAP government in the capital. In an order dated April 29, Navlendra Kumar Singh, the WCD additional director, said that against 40 sanctioned posts, the DCW created 223 posts illegally without following due procedure. The order read, "Taking cognizance of all these irregularities and illegalities made by DCW, the Honorable Lieutenant Governor has approved the proposal of the department that the appointments of contractual staff engaged in DCW without having sanctioned posts and without following due procedures is void ab initio and same cannot be allowed to continue in DCW." In February 2017, the Delhi LG constituted a committee to examine the irregularities such as illegal appointments in DCW after the Principal Accountant General in the Audit Department of the Central Government and a special audit by the Delhi government flagged the issues. The WCD Director's order noted that the Delhi government has sanctioned 40 posts in the DCW in compliance with subsection 1 of section 5 of the Delhi Commission Women Act 1994. Singh's order read, "The DCW has violated the statutory provisions of DCW Act 1994 and various standing instructions of the Department of Finance and Planning, GNCTD, by creating 223 posts and engaging staff without following due procedure. That is, no study was conducted to assess the actual requirement of the additional staff and eligibility criteria for each post. No administrative approval and expenditure sanctioned was obtained from GNCTD for engaging such manpower. And application for such posts were not formally invited, roles and responsibilities for any of these posts were not assigned, and emoluments of some of the incumbents which were decided at the time of initial appointment were enhanced very sharply and arbitrarily," it added. Criticizing the action of the Delhi LG, AAP Rajya Sabha MP and former DCW chairperson Swati Maliwal said at a press conference on Thursday that the commission has 90 employees, 8 permanent and 82 on 3-month contracts. The contractual employees work for low wages, supporting crucial DCW services such as Women's Helpline, Rape Crisis Cell and Mahila Panchayat. "If you remove the contractual staff, how is the Women's Helpline and Rape Crisis Cell and Mahila Panchayat going to work with the staff of 8 members? What about the 500 women who come every day to seek help, sometimes against the police? Where will they go?" she asked. Maliwal also mentioned the sexual assault cases against BJP member Brijbhushan Sharan Singh and JDS MP Prajwal Rivanna, suggesting that the LG aims to shut down the DCW. "This is their politics. What will the LG get by showing such anti-women thinking?" she asked during a press conference. In 2022, the Anti-Corruption Bureau filed a case on a complaint by former DCW chairperson and BJP MLA Barkha Shukla Singh against irregularities in appointments in the DCW during Maliwal's tenure. A Delhi court then remarked that the appointments clearly reflect nepotism and framed charges against Swati Maliwal and DCW members Pramila Gupta, Sarika Chaudhary and Fareen Malik. However, the Delhi High Court, led by a single bench of Justice Anoop Jayaram Bhambani, put a stay on the trial court proceedings against Maliwal by observing that the essential ingredient of an offence under Section 13(1)(d)(2) of the Prevention of Corruption Act, namely obtaining of any valuable thing or pecuniary advantage, is evidently missing, and that any order on charges against DCW requires closer consideration. Maliwal responded to the issue on a post on X, "LG Sahab has issued a Tughlaqi order to remove all the contract staff of DCW. Today the Women Commission has a total of 90, out of which only 8 people have been provided by the government. The rest are on 3 months contract. If all the contract staff is removed, the Women's Commission will be locked. Why are these people doing this? The This institution has been built with blood and sweat. Instead of giving it staff and protection, you are destroying it from its roots, her post said. Maliwal also said in her post that she would not let the Women Commission be closed as long as she is alive. Put me in jail, don't torture women, she said. Former AAP Minister Rajkumar Anand, in a letter to Delhi LG, has attacked the party, saying that the AAP government is anti-SC-ST and demanding a Dalit woman as DCW chairperson. As a minister, I have myself seen the widespread irregularities prevailing in the social welfare, SC-ST, DCW and labour department. The duplicity of chief minister in words and deeds is shameful, he wrote on X. Thanks for listening. Tune in every morning at 8 a.m. for more such news and analysis from the print.